This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, it is your business to awaken all human beings and show them the path. The more soul conscious you become, and the more you give the Father's introduction to others, the more benefit there will be. Question. On the basis of which speciality can poor children go ahead of the wealthy? Answer. Poor children have a lot of faith in giving donations and performing charity. Poor people perform devotion with a lot of love. It is the poor who have visions. The wealthy have the intoxication of their wealth. They commit more sin, and this is why poor children can go ahead of them. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. You are the mother and father, and we are your children. This praise is definitely sung to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is his clear praise, because he is the creator. Worldly parents are creators of their children. The Father from beyond this world is also called the creator. They sing a lot of praise of him, the friend, the support. There isn't as much praise for physical fathers. The praise of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is distinct. Children sing praise that he is the ocean of knowledge and the knowledgeful one. He has this full knowledge. This isn't knowledge of a study for the livelihood of bodies. He is called the ocean of knowledge, the knowledgeful one. So he definitely has knowledge. But what knowledge? He has the knowledge of how the cycle turns. He is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. Krishna cannot be called the ocean of knowledge or the purifier. His praise is unique. Both are residents of Bharat. Shiv Baba is praised in Bharat. It is also here that people celebrate the birthday of Shiva. They celebrate Sri Krishna's birthday too. They also celebrate the Gita's birthday. These three birthdays are the main ones. Now the question arises, whose birthday comes first, Shiva's or Sri Krishna's? People have completely forgotten the Father. They celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna with love and a lot of splendour. No one knows much about Shiva's birthday, nor do they praise it that much. What did Shiva come and do? No one knows his biography. They have written many things about Sri Krishna. He abducted the gopis and did this and that. They even have a special magazine in which they write about the divine activities of Sri Krishna. There are no divine activities of Shiva. When was Sri Krishna's birthday? And when was the Gita's birthday? Only when Sri Krishna grows a little older could he relate knowledge. They show how baby Sri Krishna was carried across the river in a basket. They show him in adolescence standing in a chariot and spinning a discus. He must be about 16 or 17 years old then. All the rest of the pictures are of his childhood. When did he relate the Gita? He wouldn't have related it at the time they say that he abducted so-and-so, or that he did this and that. It wouldn't seem right to have this knowledge at that time. Only when he becomes mature could he relate this knowledge. He would have had to relate the Gita sometime after that. What did Shiva do? They don't know anything. They are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance. The father says, no one knows my biography. What did I do? Only I am called the purifier. When I come, I have the Gita with me. I enter an old, ordinary, experienced chariot. It is only in Bharat that you celebrate Shiva's birthday, Sri Krishna's birthday, and the Gita's birthday. These three are the main ones. Rama's birthday takes place later. Whatever happens at this time is celebrated later. There are no birthday celebrations, etc., in the Golden and Silver Ages. The Moon Dynasty claim their inheritance from the Sun Dynasty. There isn't praise of anyone. They simply celebrate the coronation of the kings. Nowadays, everyone celebrates their birthdays. That is something common. Sri Krishna took birth, and then when he grew up, he ruled the kingdom. There is no question of praise for that. There was the kingdom of happiness in the Golden and Silver Ages. When and how was that kingdom established? This is in the intellects of you children. The father says, children, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. The end of the Iron Age is the impure world, and the beginning of the Golden Age is that pure world. I am the Father, and I give you children your inheritance. I gave you your inheritance in the previous cycle too, and this is why you have celebrations. However, because you forgot the name, you inserted Sri Krishna's name. Shiva is the greatest of all. Only after there has first been his birthday can there then be the birthday of corporeal human beings. In fact, all souls come down from up above. I too incarnate. Sri Krishna takes birth from his mother's womb and also receives sustenance. Everyone has to take rebirth. Shiv Baba doesn't take rebirth, although he does come. Therefore, the father sits here and explains this. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are shown as the Trimurti. Establishment takes place through Brahma, because Shiva doesn't have a body of his own. He himself sits here and explains that he enters the old body of this one. This one doesn't know of his own births. This is the last of his many births. First of all, explain whether Shiva's birthday or Sri Krishna's birthday is greater. If Sri Krishna had spoken the Gita, the Gita's birthday would be many years after Sri Krishna's, when Sri Krishna had grown up. All of these matters have to be understood. However, immediately after Shiva's birthday, it is the Gita's birthday. All of these points have to be kept in your intellects. There are many points. Unless you note them down, you will not be able to remember them. Baba is so close, and this is his chariot. But in spite of that, it is difficult to remember all the points at that time. Baba has said, explain to everyone the secret of the two fathers. Since they celebrate the birthday of Shiv Baba, he must definitely come. Just as Christ and Buddha, etc., come to establish their own religions, so that one is a soul who also comes and enters another to establish a religion. He is Heavenly God the Father, the creator of the world. Therefore, he would surely create a new world. He would not create an old world. That new world is called heaven, and it is now hell. Baba says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle and give you children the knowledge of Raj Yoga. This is the ancient yoga of Bharat. Who taught it? They made the name of Shiv Baba disappear. Then they say that the god of the Gita is Sri Krishna or Vishnu, etc. Shiv Baba taught Raj Yoga, but no one knows this. They show Shiva's birthday as the birthday of the incorporeal one. How did he come? And what did he do when he came? He is the bestower of salvation for all, the liberator and the guide. All souls now need the guide, the supreme soul. He too is a soul. Just as human beings are guides for human beings, in the same way, a soul is needed to be a guide for souls. That can only be the supreme soul. All human beings take rebirth and become impure. So, who would purify them and take them back? The Father says, only I come and show you the way to become pure. Remember me. Sri Krishna cannot say, renounce the relations of your body. He takes 84 births. He has all relationships. The Father doesn't have a body of his own. The Father teaches you this spiritual pilgrimage. This spiritual knowledge is from the spiritual Father for the spiritual children. Sri Krishna is not anyone's spiritual father. I am everyone's spiritual father. I have come as the guide. It is of me that it is said, liberator, guide, blissful, peaceful, ever pure. I am now giving you souls this knowledge. The Father says, I am giving it to you through this body. You are also receiving this knowledge through your bodies. He is God the Father. His form has also been shown. Just as a soul is a point, so the Supreme Soul is also a point. This is the wonder of nature. In fact, the biggest wonder is how parts of 84 births are recorded in such tiny stars. This is a wonder. The Father too has a part in the drama. He also serves you on the path of devotion. The part of 84 births is recorded in you souls eternally. This is called the wonder of nature. How can you describe this? A soul is so tiny. People are amazed when they hear these things. A soul is just like a star. You souls experience 84 births accurately. You souls will also experience happiness accurately. This is a wonder of nature. The Father too is just a soul, the Supreme Soul. All of this knowledge is recorded in him, and he explains it to you children. These are new things. New people who come and hear this say that your knowledge is not mentioned in any of the scriptures, etc. Nevertheless, the number of those who heard it in the previous cycle and claimed their inheritance will continue to increase. It takes time. Many subjects are created. That is easy. effort is required to become a king. People who donate a lot of wealth take their next birth in a royal family. Even the poor who donate according to their courage become kings. Those who are complete devotees also donate and perform charity. The wealthy commit more sin. The poor have more faith. Because they donate even the little they have with a lot of love, they receive a lot in return. The poor also do a lot of devotion. Grant me a vision or I will cut my throat. The wealthy do not do that. It is the poor who have visions. They are the ones who donate and perform charity. They are the ones who become kings. Those who have a lot of money also have arrogance. Here too, the poor receive happiness for 21 births. There are more poor ones. The wealthy ones will come later. Only you understand how Bharat, which was so wealthy, has now become so poor. All the palaces, etc., will disappear in the earthquakes, etc., and it will become poor. When it becomes the kingdom of Ravan, there are many cries of distress, and so things don't remain the same. Everything has a duration. Just as the lifespans of people there are long, so the durations of the buildings are also long. Many big buildings will continue to be built of gold and marble. Buildings of gold are even stronger. In a drama, a film, when a war takes place, they show how buildings are completely demolished and how they are then built again. They are constructed in such a way. When the palaces, etc., of heaven are built, they do not show how the carpenters build them. Yes, you can understand that the same buildings will exist there. As you progress further, you will have visions. This is what reason says. You children have no connection with those things. You children have to study and become the masters of heaven. Heaven and hell have been and gone many times. Both have now passed. It is now the confluence age. This knowledge will not exist in the golden age. At this time, you children have this full knowledge. Who gave Lakshmi and Narayan their kingdom? You children now know this. From whom did they receive their inheritance? They studied here and became the masters of heaven. Then they went there and had the palaces, etc., created, just as surgeons here have big hospitals built. The father gives you children very many good points every day. Just as the father sits here and explains with so much love, so it is your business to awaken all the people and show them the path. There is no need for body consciousness. The father can never have body consciousness. All the effort you make is to become soul conscious. Those who become soul conscious can sit with people and give the father's introduction to benefit many. Once body consciousness comes, all the other vices also come. To fight, to quarrel, to be bossy are all body consciousness. Even though yours is Raj Yoga, you have to remain very ordinary. Arrogance comes in even the slightest thing you do. When you see a fashionable watch, your heart desires to wear it. You continue to think about it. That too is called body consciousness. If you have something very good and expensive, you would have to look after it. If you lost it, you would have thoughts about it. If you remember anything in your final moments, your status would be destroyed. These habits are of body consciousness. Then, instead of service being done, there would definitely be disservice done. Ravan has made you body conscious. You can see how Baba does everything so ordinarily. Each one's service is seen. Maharati children have to reveal themselves. It is only written to the Maharatis, go to this place and give a talk there. They invite one another. However, there is a lot of body consciousness in children. Although they are good at giving talks, there isn't that spiritual love amongst them. Body consciousness makes you become like salt water. You shouldn't get upset so quickly over trivial matters. This is why Baba says, if you want to ask anyone, ask Baba. Some ask, Baba, how many children do you have? Baba says, I have countless children, but some are unworthy, whereas others are worthy and very good. Be obedient and faithful to such a father. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Don't follow fashion by becoming body conscious. Don't have many interests. Continue to live very simply. 2. Interact with one another with a lot of spiritual love. Never become like salt water. Become Baba's worthy children. Never be arrogant. Blessing. May you be constantly happy-hearted and sing praise of your fortune and the bestower of fortune. At birth, all Brahmin children receive a crown, a throne and a tilak as their birthright. So, by seeing this sparkling star of fortune, continue to sing praise of your fortune and the bestower of fortune, and you will become full of all virtues. Do not sing praise of your weaknesses, but continue to sing praise of your fortune. Stay beyond all the questions, for only then will you claim the blessing of remaining constantly happy-hearted. You will then easily be able to make others happy. Slogan. To belong to the one, Eknami, and to be economical is the basis of success in Brahmin life. Aviat signal. Make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. Faith makes you constantly carefree, and those who carry out any task while in a carefree stage definitely become successful in that. This is because when you are in a carefree stage, Your intellect judges everything accurately, and the basis of an accurate judgment is for your intellect to have faith and to be in a carefree stage. There is no need to think anything in that stage. Om Shanti.